Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today is Stephanie Clark, a local to Hampton Roads, a real estate agent and property manager. You do it all. You're a lead of 28 people. So welcome to the team and welcome to this conversation.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Well, good. We're glad to have you. So you work and have worked very closely with one of our Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group lenders here. And tell us a little bit about how you got into the industry, how that relationship blossomed, and kind of what's next for you.
All right, great. Well, I've been doing this a very long time. So I followed my mother into real estate. Her name was Fran Rodenberg. And she, when the military moved my family here when I was younger, a little girl, my mom got into real estate. So I watched her do it. And I didn't think I wanted to sell real estate because it was kind of too, you couldn't keep your own schedule and you had crazy hours. But as I went to college and got a marketing degree and came out of college, I was like, gosh, this really seems like something that I would enjoy. So I followed her, and she and I worked together for years. We started as the original team. I was, before I got licensed, actually 30 years ago this year. This is my 30th anniversary of having my license. I did her support work. So I did her marketing, her admin while she sold real estate. And then I eventually started selling 26 years ago. So I sold for 2 years, and then I had a 2-year-old when I started. And then 2 years in, I had another baby. So I went through the whole selling real estate as a nursing mom. And it was great. We actually worked from home, which wasn't really a big thing back then. But my sister joined the team when I started selling. And then she kind of did double duty as our admin assistant and watching my kids. So I could never have done it without my sister, Kristen Bowles, all these years, and she still works for me. She's my team leader. I mean, the team manager. Right. And so she helps me lead this team. And it really started out back where she would hold my baby while I went to show property.
I love that. That story will resonate with so many agents just because they've all been through that or they're in the thick of it right now, trying to juggle mom life, wife life, agent life, you know the drill. That's amazing. So congratulations on your anniversary, 30 years, 26 years of selling. That is just an accomplishment in and of itself. So you started the business. It sounds like you had an incredible family behind you, not only to teach you from your mom, but your sister to help you kind of see everything to fruition and still be there today. So that's fantastic. What would you say has been kind of one of the pivotal moments in your life that might have changed the way that you're selling right now?
I think probably having a team. So I was doing it solo with my mom. We were both selling real estate. And I had a friend come to me and say, hey, I want to get back into real estate. And could I work on a team with you? Yeah. And I'm like, what? Like, this is not what I was thinking my life would look like, but okay. So she came with us and I kind of helped her get restarted back into the business. And I realized how much I loved leading people and teaching and coaching. So that was a whole different job from what I was doing, but I still equally love listing homes, selling homes. But we had a great experience on the team together. And then another friend said, I'd like to be an agent. Could I be on the team too? So it's just one friend after the other came wanting to be on the team. So I have 10 sales agents on the team now, including me. So we have 28 people total. 10 of us are sales agents. And a lot of them were my friends that came into the business. Not all of them, but all came by referral. So I'm super picky about who comes on the team. I'm not someone who wants to grow into a huge company. I don't want a huge team, but now we're up to 10, which is kind of a huge team. So I don't really know how that happened, but I love helping other people become successful. So that's the change. I was successful in selling and real estate. I mean, I still think of myself as semi-successful, but I liked helping other people become successful. So not even agents on my team, but I want to help the admin on my team, the admin support people be successful too. So that's just a passion I have. So it's called leading the team is just such a love that I have and never dreamed this is the way it would turn out.
That's amazing. And servant leadership is everything, right? Being able to pour back into your people is so big. You hit a point where you are accepting of having such a massive team. And it's not huge, and that wasn't your plan, but this is what's working right now. And it sounds like it's working like a well-oiled machine. So we can all really appreciate that. Tell me a little bit, you've got both the property management side and you've got the agent side and you've got sales folks on your team. Tell me a little bit about how that kind of shook out. What did that process look like? And let's just say for other agents that are thinking, well, maybe I can make it on both sides of the fence. You know, tell us a little bit about that journey for you.
Sure. Property management was kind of an accident. It was, I mean, so long ago. I think before I was even selling, back when I was working with my mom and she had a client call her and say, hey, we're getting orders out of the area. Can you manage our house? So we started with, you know, one house and we never really did a whole lot of advertising, but it's a very big word of mouth business. So it just got added another house, another house, another house. So the more houses we got, I realized I needed help because I couldn't manage these properties. Right. Property management is a very difficult business. So I couldn't do it by myself. So we had to keep hiring admin support to help with property management because you're on call 24 hours a day for repairs. You have to show the rentals, you're processing applications, you're just handling a lot of communication. So it's very heavy admin wise. So as we kept growing the properties, we kept having to add team members. Right now we have 239 rentals that we manage.
Wow.
And I have a licensed property manager, Mary Kenworthy, who runs that whole department. I have a licensed showing agent who shows all of our rentals. And then I have about 6 on admin support and property management. We have a very boutique style. So when I tell people we only manage 240 properties and we have a team of 8 that does it, it's kind of unheard of in the business because typically in one of the larger property management companies, you'll have one agent for every 200 properties. So we're very, very heavily staffed. But that's what I like because that way things don't fall through the cracks. Everyone has a job. It's very organized. We can serve owners and tenants in a very timely manner and take care of them much better than a lot of the large companies. That's what we kind of pride ourselves on is our boutique service there. Back in the early days when I had maybe like 5-10 properties, it can be a headache. You have tenants calling you on Saturday night, they don't have any heat, and then you have to drop everything you're doing. And my husband's like, why are you doing this? Like, this seems terrible. You're just a prisoner of these properties. And I'm like, I know, but I just feel if we stick with it and grow it, I think it's going to pay off. I think it's going to pay off. Right now, it's not that fun. And we're not making much money. It's such a low margin in property management per property. I end up being right. He still says, yes, you were right. We continued with it. We've grown it to 200, over 200. And even with paying a staff, it's a profitable source of income. I think it's probably not as big of a profit center unless you have more properties. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to get started in it too, but one at a time is how I did it.
Oh yeah. And that's how you have to do it. I think that story is huge. I think there's a lot of agents out there that are trying to figure out if not this, then that, right? So if it's a ebbs and flows of the market, you know, because you've been in it, you know, you've seen it from all sides. And right now it's an interesting time. Interest rates are at this moment, it's October 19th, they're 7, near 7. And it's just really hard. Rent's going up. Interest rates are going up. So that's why I think having more of an income stream in that area and arena is a big deal. And I think a lot of agents need to probably dabble in that. But I don't know that they know where to begin. So this is extremely helpful. I will say though, that'll segue me into my next question will be because of the ebbs and flows of the market and you've got this great, great relationship with your mortgage banker. Tell us about that relationship and tell us how important communication is, especially in an interesting time like right now.
Gosh, we owe so much of our success to our lender, Lisa Weinkoop with Atlantic Bay Mortgage. My team loves Lisa. And I met her, gosh, I don't know, it's got to be maybe 10, 15 years ago. So that's how long I've been using her. She is incredible with the communication. So we know all of the agents on my team use her, all 10 of us. She's our main girl, all 10 of us. We know when we send a person to Lisa, she will be right on top of that person. She'll call them, she'll respond to them. She will get them pre-qualified. She'll call us back. She'll tell us immediately what they can do, what they can't do. She's very honest. She'll tell us, look, can't buy now. So we just love that. She's very smart and just really on top of all of the details. And then when they do go under contract, she's very involved. So anytime there's any question, you can call Lisa and she knows what's going on. We've closed with a lot of lenders, of course, over 26 years, but Lisa's just consistently closing our deals on time. And I really, really love Atlantic Bay. I mean, Brian Holland to me has created such an amazing company. He doesn't know this, of course, but I just watch his company. I watch Lisa. I watch the things they do for marketing, things they do in the community. And it's just such a great example of such a wonderful business that started right here in Hampton Roads by a local guy and that's doing so incredibly well. I'm so proud of this company and it's just so great. I'm very proud to be associated with them. I joke with Lisa because I get lenders that call me, of course, and they want to meet with me or they want me to give them some of our business. And sometimes I'll meet with people, but I always tell lenders, it's a shame because my very best friend is my lender. So I just can't use anyone else. Right. And it's a little bit of a stretch. Lisa and I are friends, but we're not best friends. Right. We joke about this and I tell her we need to up our friendship game so that I'm not actually lying to people. But whenever I tell people my lender's my best friend, then they're like, okay, well, I'm not going to get anywhere with Stephanie. So just move on to the next agent.
I think that's a great strategy. I love that. I think more people should use that, right? That's amazing because it's hard to, you can't get in between a best friend, especially that agent lender relationship. I love it. Well, that's all those things that you just said about Atlantic Bay. Thank you so much. And it's true. He started from just a small group and now we've kind of exceeded 1,000 folks and it's kind of crazy celebrating 26 years this year, but all of our mortgage bankers have their own different ways of working, much like what you see with agents. Some people have certain strengths and some don't. And that's what makes everybody kind of tick. That's how you get different kinds of agent relationships with a lender. I'd like to know from you, how are you navigating through the times right now, both from a property management side and from selling? It's hard right now for lenders. Any words of wisdom or advice you could give right now?
Yes. Well, property management, COVID just increased the real estate sales and also the property management because so many people couldn't buy houses. So then they moved right over into the rental properties. So that business is great regardless of the interest rate. So that's the good thing. Monthly rents have risen over the past 2 years. So we're actually making more money than we were and then getting more clients. So that's great. The sales, different story. I've, of course, been through the whole downturn of 2006, 7, 8. Right. So I did, this is my second time where we've kind of had a little bump in the road, which really all it is a bump. I'm not concerned at all about the rates. First of all, I feel like people are going to buy and sell houses regardless of what the rate is. So I do not worry about that. We are always very strong in our marketing game. I have a marketing degree from JMU. So my parents are very happy that I'm putting that degree to work in my business every day. But I find that marketing is going to be always becomes more important during a time where it's more challenging to sell houses, when it's challenging to get buyers, challenging to get sellers. I mean, we're still in such a weird market right now. The inventory is so low, but then the buyers seem to also be low. It's very bizarre. I can't really figure it out, but I'm not alone. Not worried about it. I know it's bizarre, just bizarre. But in times when things get a little tougher, and your phone's just not ringing all day long with, you know, new clients coming in, you have to rely on marketing and putting yourself out there and sometimes trying new things, doing more video promotion. I laugh because we mail postcards to our clients about 4 times a year. They're, you know, I have a designer and she designs these custom postcards. And like way back, every agent stopped doing postcards. I mean, it's like so 1990s, but I really believe in them. And because I kept doing them, now I'm the only one that does them. So I'm the, I rarely see postcards from any agent get mailed out, except maybe the just listed and just sold postcards. Just doing more creative things. Social media is so important now as just the number one way for agents to get their name out there, that they are here to help. They're here to be an advisor, to guide you through the process of buying and selling. And you really do need an agent. I mean, we're not in a market where you can easily buy and sell. So it's, right. We're still not there either. The agent's role is extremely important. So you have to make sure everyone around you knows that. You have to ask for referrals. Our business is mostly referrals. So we're always asking people, who do you know that could use our services? Who do you know that wants to buy or sell a house? But you have to, agents are going to have to be more aggressive with the marketing during this next year or two, in my opinion.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, actually. And I think video right now is king. Being top of mind right now as an educator is so important. So any other kind of off the wall ideas that you've got? Because I know I drive around and I'll see your stuff, you know, out yard signs, you name it. I've seen it all. But what else? Any off the wall ideas that you've got that someone can take as an actionable item?
We're trying to do more video. One thing I do that I don't see a lot of agents doing, it's kind of costly though. So I hate to bring up things that cost a fortune, but we do a lot of videos where we have a professional videographer. So he, and I do have a YouTube channel, Stephanie Clark Real Estate, and all our videos are on there. So that's something a tool I use to really put out there so people see that we're kind of different. We do staging. So that's a good example. I have three stagers on my staff. And I actually have my own staging warehouse here in my office building.
Wow.
I bought my office building 2 years ago on Barrett Street, and it has the most incredible staging warehouse for us. So we stage almost every single listing. And that just started out with a friend of mine who I sent her to a listing that needed some extra work that I couldn't help them get their house in order and make it look really good. So she went and she's like, Stephanie, can I buy a few things at Home Goods to help? They need a few things. I was like, sure, just go buy whatever you need. And that's how it started. Wow. So now we have a whole warehouse full of things from Home Goods, but you don't have to have a warehouse. I kept it in my garage. You know, you can keep some staging items in your trunk just to kind of enhance that listing. I still see so many agents taking terrible listing photos.
Right.
So agents really have to get better about presenting their listings well on photos, because that's your best marketing is your photos. So that's why we spend time and energy on staging them to make them just look fabulous. And it tends to work.
I'm sure. And people notice those little things, your photos and your listing photos and your videos, those are your first impression on the home. And that is everything. But I'll tell you, as somebody who's on that house hunt and looking at houses, I'll go into houses and I'm like, wow, those pictures did a lot of justice on this house. So it can kind of be deceiving, but in a good way for you guys, I think too.
Yeah.
It's just getting that foot traffic in the door. It's key and a pivotal thing. And you can use it for your marketing repertoire. So social media posts, videos, and stuff like that. I love it. I can't believe you have a whole warehouse that's full of staging stuff. That's incredible. Very cool.
You can see my warehouse. I have a video about my staging. So you can see my warehouse in the video on my YouTube channel.
I think that's awesome. I will go watch that, certainly. Well, tell us, how are you going to lend forward for the rest of the year, for next year? What's next for Stephanie Clark and team?
That's a good question. You know, I actually am not a good goal setter, because I tend to just move forward with what comes in my path that seems like it'd be great. I'm very focused. I'm not an entrepreneur where I'm out creating all sorts of different businesses or streams of income. I'm pretty boring. We sell houses, we manage rentals, and we have just this amazing team. And I have a new girl that's going to be one of my admin staff is going to transfer over to the sales staff this winter. So we're going to grow a little bit. I don't have big plans to grow I bought this building. So now I'm kind of limited by how many agents I can have in the building. I think I'd say we just want to get better and better at what we do. I'm always putting training opportunities in front of the agents. I want them to be smart. I want them to be able just to really give great, wise advice to our clients, whether buyers or sellers or owners of rental property. So I want our marketing just to be fantastic. I want to always be cutting edge with that marketing. So I always have millennials working on my team so that I can make sure that we're in touch with all the cool new things. But yesterday, my millennial marketing assistant told me about, oh my gosh, I forget the name of it now, where you put the video inside of the video. It's something me, like something me. I don't know. You don't know.
I have to go look at it.
I can't remember, but there's some new trend. Anyway,
right,
we try to be trendy with the marketing.
Right.
But I just want to be keeping such a high integrity team. I mean, I feel our reputation, I'm very proud of. I feel that people in the community know that we are have high integrity in all of our business dealings. It's very, very important to me. So I love that people come up to me and they say, oh, you're my role model. Like, I love watching you. And I love that. I mean, that's what I want to do. I want to lead the way in how to be a successful businesswoman who leads, who has high integrity, who cares for people. And that's really, you know, what I want my life to look like.
I love it. You and Lisa are the dream team. I think mortgage bankers need agents like that in their corner, right? Best friends. Or not, whatever.
Best friends.
You fight them off. You got to fight them off somehow, right? So I love
that.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on Lending Forward today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.